The only way out of town was up Pine Mountain, which was 9 steep miles from bottom to top on a road that turned on occasion into no more than a muddy, rocky trail. Harlan was a remote and strange place, unknown by the larger society around it, and may well have remained so but for the fact that two of the town's founding families, the Howards and the Turners, did not get along. The patriarch of the Howard clan was Samuel Howard. He built the town courthouse and the jail. His counterpart was William Turner, who owned a tavern and 2 general stores. Once, a storm blew down the fence to the Turner property and a neighbor's cow wandered onto their land. William Turner's grandson, Devil Jim, shot the cow dead. The neighbor was too terrified to press charges and fled the county. Another time, a man tried to open a competitor to the Turner's general store. The Turners had a word with him. He closed the store and moved to Indiana. One night, Wicks Howard and Little Bob Turner, the grandsons of Samuel and William respectively, played against each other in a game of poker. Each accused the other of cheating. They fought. The following day, they met in the street, and after a flurry of gunshots, Little Bob Turner lay dead with a shotgun blast to the chest. A group of Turners went to the Howard's general store and spoke roughly to Mrs. Howard. She was insulted and told her son, Wills Howard, who the following week exchanged gunfire with another of Turner's grandsons, young Will Turner, on the road to Hagen, Virginia. That night, one of the Turners and a friend attacked the Howard home. The two families then clashed outside the Harlan courthouse. In the gunfire, Will Turner was shot and killed. A contingent of Howards then went to see Mrs. Turner, the mother of Will Turner and Little Bob, to ask for a truce. She declined.